SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Tehran's latest peace proposal gets a cold shoulder in Washington because it does nothing to address the Trump administration's chief concern, the reason for going to war in the first place.
The Trump administration seems unlikely to accept Iran's offer to end the war and its chokehold on the Strait of Hormuz. The proposal, delivered by Pakistan, calls for the U.S. to lift its blockade on Iran. It also would postpone discussions on the Islamic Republic's nuclear program. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has appeared to rule that out. Rubio says preventing Iran from developing a nuclear weapon remains a core issue. The offer emerged Monday as Iran's foreign minister visited Russia, which has long been a key backer of Tehran. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Then accused of storming the White House Correspondents Association dinner, charged with the attempted assassination of a president, among other offenses.
During a court appearance in Washington, D.C., Cole Thomas Allen was charged with attempting to assassinate President Trump at a downtown hotel during Saturday night's dinner. He also was charged with transport of a firearm and ammunition in interstate commerce and with discharging a firearm during a crime of violence. The 31-year-old Allen, who appeared in court wearing a blue jail uniform, did not enter a plea. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Pump prices continue to climb. AAA's national average for regular, $4.17 a gallon. Prices do vary from state to state. California's average, $5.96. The United Arab Emirates has announced its intention to leave the OPEC oil cartel. That effective May 1st. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures up 59 points. NASDAQ futures down 382 points. This is SRN News. A new chatbot will allow you to converse with Satan.
The product is actually called Text with Jesus and allows a user to talk with an AI program that poses as Christ, along with an image that looks like traditional depictions of him, and hopefully is drawing its responses from the Bible. But if you go down to the Frequently Asked Questions section of the Text with Jesus website, you will find it allows you to text with other biblical figures, including Satan and Judas Iscariot. Michael Harrington reporting.
Abortion questions will be before voters in at least three states in November. Missouri lawmakers asking residents to repeal the so-called right to reproductive freedom that they put into the state's constitution in 2024. In Nevada, a state constitutional amendment to allow abortion until 24 weeks passed in 2024, but needs voter approval a second time to take effect. In Virginia, ballot measure would guarantee the right to reproductive freedom. This is SRN News. The nation's highest court takes up a landslide of lawsuits over the safety of a chemical formula that's widely used to kill weeds.
The Supreme Court seems divided over whether to block thousands of lawsuits alleging the maker of the weed killer Roundup failed to warn people it could cause cancer. There have been some multi-billion dollar verdicts against Bayer, which owns Roundup maker Monsanto. Several justices seem sympathetic to the argument by the company it can't be sued under state law because federal regulators have found Roundup likely doesn't cause cancer. But others grilled attorneys about whether that wrongly stops states from responding to new research, pointing to possible links to cancer. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The cleanup goes on across parts of the Midwest, savaged by hail, strong winds, flooding rains this week. There were tornadoes as well, causing a lot of property damage, damaging or destroying many homes. More details, SRNNews.com.